We're learning Shmuel Beis, Perek Zayin. David HaMelech brought the Aron to Yerushalayim. We discussed the way he danced in front of the Aron and he brought it back to Yerushalayim. And now David would like to implement the next step. Vayhi ki yoshav HaMelech beveiso. It was when the king was dwelling in his house. He now had a palace. We learned earlier on Perek Hey, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Chiram, the king of Tzor, sent messengers to David, and he sent cedar wood and craftsmen who know how to work with wood and stone, and they built a palace for David HaMelech. So now the king is residing in his house. Vashem hiniach lo misaviv mikol oivov. And Hashem gave him a respite. He was now at ease from the enemies all around. The wars were at an end. We'll see later on there were additional battles. A lot of them were instigated by David. But at the moment there was no war going on and the king was established in his palace. And David HaMelech has a plan. He would now like to build the Beis HaMikdash. In order to build the Beis HaMikdash, it says when Klal Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to make a king. There's a mitzvah to wipe out Amalek, and there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. So you need a king. David HaMelech was the king. Vayhi ki yoshav HaMelech beveiso. He felt established as a king with a palace. He has the monarchy. And the next step is, the Pasuk says in Re'ei, Ve'iniach lachem mikol oyveichem. When you have a rest from all of your enemies, misovit from all around, then that will be the time that you build the Beis HaMikdash. It's supposed to be built when Klal Yisrael is not at war, and when they have at ease. Vashem hiniach lo misoviv mikol oivov, that seemed to be fulfilled, and now David wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. We've pointed out previously, sometimes David HaMelech is referred to as David, sometimes he's referred to HaMelech David. Over here, the Pasuk says, Ki Yoshav HaMelech, and the next Pasuk is, Vayomer HaMelech El Nosan HaNovi, he's referred to as the king. Because this plan to build the Beis HaMikdash is to be implemented by the king. So David, as king, was speaking that he would like to build the Beis HaMikdash. And he had mentioned that when he danced in front of Hashem, he didn't care about his own honor, he's totally humble and subservient and worthless in his own eyes when he's dancing before Hashem. And now David says, I'm sitting in a palace. Vayomer HaMelech al Nosan HaNovi. The king said to Nosan HaNovi, Re'ena, see now. Anochi Yoshe Beveis HaRozim. I'm sitting in a palace of cedar wood. A solid structure. It was built with wood also, with stone also, because the stones were the stones composed the wall, and the cedar wood was for the roof. But Varon Hu Elokim Yoshe Besoch HaYiriyah, the Arn of Hashem is dwelling within the curtains. The Mishkan had curtains around, and in Shiloh, where the walls were stone, it also, the covering was only a curtain. So David HaMelech said, after all this, the dancing that we learned about, he said he's totally worthless. Everything he does is in honor of the Aron and in honor of Hashem. And now taking a look, he's the one in the palace, and the Aron of Hashem is Besoch HaYiriyah, surrounded by curtains. The Aron doesn't have its own home. Re'eno, see now, it's almost as if in reason, does it make sense? I should be in a palace. And the Aron is Besoch HaYiriyah. No. Vayomer Noson El HaMelech. Noson says to the king, Kol Asher Bilvov Cholecha say, whatever's in your heart, whatever you're planning, go and do, Ki Hashem Imoch, Hashem is with you. Now we'll see in a moment, Hashem comes to Nosson and he says, David HaMelech is not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mefarshim discuss it. Nosson HaNovi, tells David he can build the Beis HaMikdash, and then Hashem says he can't, but what's going on? But if you look at the Pasuk, the first time, Vayomer HaMelech El Nosan HaNovi, in Pasuk Beis, David was speaking to Nosan the prophet. As a Novi, I'm presenting this dilemma that I have, that something now is, I believe, the time that something should be done, that we should build the Beis HaMikdash. The response in Pasuk Gimel is Vayomer Nosan El HaMelech. He didn't speak as the Novi. It doesn't say Nosan HaNovi. Vayomer Nosan. Nosan was speaking on his own. And he said to the king, Kol Asher B'Lvov Chaleicha say, it would appear to me, whatever you want to do, whatever's in your heart, go and do. It's like the Gemara says, the tzaddikim are controlled by the Yetzer Toiv, and the Rishoyim are controlled by the Yetzer Hara. And the Beinanim, the average person, is sometimes he does the right thing, sometimes it's the Yetzer Tov, sometimes it's the Yetzer Hara. But when you're dealing with somebody like David, who's totally attuned to the will of Hashem, you can rely on your feeling. And if David HaMelech wants to build the Beis HaMikdash, it can be assumed that's what Hashem would approve. We'll see. We'll discuss. The question is raised that David HaMelech was not told to build the Beis HaMikdash, which we'll discuss in a moment. This was actually part of David's question to Nosan. Nosan's the Novi. When Shaul was the king, he was given a directive. He was told to go and attack Amalek. As Hashem told him, now is the time to attack Amalek. David's now the king. Why isn't there any message he should build the Beis HaMikdash? It's one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Basuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. We have to build the Beis HaMikdash, and it hasn't been done. And we know that we're waiting for the king, and we're waiting till Klal Yisrael has a respite from the enemies. But it's happened already. Where's the instructions to build the Beis HaMikdash? And David stresses again in logic, it just doesn't seem right. He's so secure that he has a palace. And the Aron is just within the curtains. And Nosan doesn't answer as a prophetic word. He's not answering as the Novi. He's responding that if David HaMelech has that feeling, David HaMelech, we can assume, is whatever he wants is what Hashem would want. And it's going to be a surprise that his request is denied. But now Nosan tells him, Kol Asher B'Lvov Chaleicha say, whatever's in your heart, go and do. Ki Hashem Imoch, Hashem is with you. As if to stress, Hashem is with you and Hashem is not with me on this matter. Hashem didn't discuss this with me and I wasn't told anything. But you have Ruach HaKodesh, and if this is the feeling you have, it's inspired by the Yetzer Tov and by the you're attuned, you know the Ratzon Hashem, and Hashem must want a Beis HaMikdash, go and do as you see fit. Now David HaMelech was in this palace, but you shouldn't think that he was, just living a life of leisure. In fact, it says in Tehillim, Perakuf Lamed Beis, David HaMelech says, Shir Hamalo, Zechor Hashem leDavid Eis Kol Unoso. Hashem, remember for David all of his suffering. Asher Nishbal Hashem, that David swore to Hashem, he made a Shavua. Nodar LaAvir Yaakov, he made a neder, a vow to the Avir Yaakov, the strong one of Klal Yisrael. Meaning Hashem, what David wants to do is not just something he would like to do and something that's meaningful to him, but it's way beyond that. This is a vow and a promise and an oath. Im ovo b'ohel beisi, I'm not going to come into the tent of my house. Im el al eres yitzuoi, I'm not going to go on my bed. Im etzen shnas leinoi, I'm not giving slumber to my eyes, sleep to my eyes. Lafapai tenuma, I'm not going to be sleeping. I'm not going to be relaxing and taking it easy and enjoying my palace. Ad emtsa mokom Hashem, until I find a place for Hashem. Mishkonos la'avir Yaakov, a dwelling place for Hashem. Arz David had the palace. And he just felt, how could it be that he has a palace and the Aron is Besoch HaYiriyah? But at the same time, it wasn't like he was necessarily enjoying his palace yet. He was determined that right now he has to build the Beis HaMikdash. Before he enjoys his Beis HaRozim, he has to build the Beis HaMikdash. Nasan HaNavi, that we're introduced to, we don't know anything really about. We don't know where he grew up, what his background was, what his history was. Because again, the Navi only mentions what is important for us to know. It's a Nevuah Shehutzricha L'doros. Everything that's written here has a lesson and a meaning for us to know for all generations. And it's not important to know, obviously, the details about Nasan's life. Except that he was a Navi, and he was not given instructions yet. He was not told to tell David HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash. And this was David HaMelech's own initiative. Vayhi b'layla hahu. And it was on that night. Vayhi d'var Hashem al Nasan leimor. The word of Hashem came to Nasan saying. He got an urgent message at night. Normally the Nevi'im didn't get their Nevuah. The Nevuah would have been during the daytime. Some learn, in fact, it was given to him at night, which is a less significant way of communicating. People like Bilam are communicated at night. But it was communicated at night because Nasan did the wrong thing by speaking on his own, with his own decision. If David asked Nasan, what should he do? Nasan should have told him, wait, and I will see if I can get a message from Hashem what you should do. But Nasan spoke on his own. The meaning of Rashi and the other Meforshim stresses that again we're dealing with as Rashi brings down Vayhi Balayla, who was that night. Rashi says, Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Nasan, Ha'adam Hazesh Shani Mishilachacha Etzlo, the person that I'm sending you to, I'm sending you to David HaMelech. He's the type of person who's mohir hu. He acts quickly. Shema yiskar po'alim. He might hire workers. He'll hire workers immediately. If you wait till the next morning, he might hire workers, and he might even hire workers that they should start before the break of dawn. Because he's so excited about building the Beis HaMikdash, if you don't get to him right now, he's going to hire workers. And you're going to cause him a loss. And another explanation, as Rashi brings down from Rabbi Simon, says, the person that I send you to is a nadron. He's the person who makes a neder, who'll make an oath, and will decide to swear that he's going to do something to give him an extra impetus. The Gemara says it's mutter to make a neder to do mitzvos. Nishpati vo'akayema lishmor mishpatei tzidkecha. That if a person, sometimes a person feels he should do this, but he has a strong battle. He has a strong battle with his Yetzirah. And if by making a neder, or by making a shvua, it gives him the strength to carry it through, he's allowed to do it and he should do it. Of course, it's normally, taking a neder and a shvua is such a severe matter. If somebody's sure that that will be enough to get him over the top, that by making a neder he'll definitely do it, it's certainly advised. But if somebody's afraid that he might make a neder and not carry it out, then certainly he should not make a neder. It's always safer to say b'li neder. It's interestingly, but the idea of looking for something, a person should look for a way to help him do what he wants to do. I saw Rav Dessler gives an advice. If somebody wants to do something and he feels that it's difficult, but he writes an advice is, if you go ahead and you tell people about it, what you're planning to do. It's like a person who wants to start a diet or an exercise program or going to a shiur or learning or whatever a person wants to do. He has a goal. Once you tell a few people about it, sort of your honor is at stake. And as you've told everybody you're planning to do this, and everybody expects you to behave in a certain way, right? You announced everybody whatever proper conduct you're going to do. It gives you that motivation and encouragement. It's like people make support groups for all different types of ideas. But David HaMelech is a nadron, and that's the method that he would use to overcome the Yetzirah. as we mentioned the Pesukim, that David made a neder that he's not going to enjoy his palace until he builds the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, immediately go and tell him that night. He might say, I'm not going to eat or drink until I get the work started. So go ahead and tell him tonight not to do so. Vayhi balayla, who was on that night, vayhi devar Hashem al Nosson lemor, and the devar Hashem came to Nosson, saying not to build the Beis HaMikdash. Leich va'amarto el avdi el David. Go and say to my servant, to David. And it stresses avdi. In other words, David is right now being given a message that he might take as a rejection. He would like to serve Hashem. He would like to build the Beis HaMikdash. And it's a mitzvah that's waiting for the king, and it appears that now is the time. And he's going to be told that he's not allowed to do it. Tell him, El Avdi, he's my servant. I realize the way he serves me faithfully and the way he wants to do it with all the correct intentions. He is my servant. And that's one of the highest titles that can be given. Moshe Avdi. Moshe is called the Eved of Hashem. Lech v'amarto El Avdi. Go and tell my servant, El David, to David. Ko Omar Hashem, so says Hashem. In other words, this is the absolute statement, so says Hashem, and it can't be changed. David shouldn't think maybe he can daven, and maybe he can change the decision. He will be able to build the Beis HaMikdash, but no. Ko Omar Hashem, ha'atah tivne levayis l'shivti. Are you going to be the one to build me a house that I should reside in? As a rhetorical questioner, how could that be? Of course not. It's out of the picture. It's not possible. David, you're not able to build the Beis HaMikdash. Ki lo yoshavti b'vayis. Now, there are two reasons that David HaMelech had felt that he should be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned we need a king. David HaMelech is the king. Klal Yisrael has to have a rest from their enemies, and they had that. Now the Pesukim are going to mention why these reasons actually did not yet apply, and the time is not yet ripe. Now what's interesting is, and I'd just like to mention the Pesukim in Divrei HaYomim before we learn this Parsha. And this Parsha, it doesn't directly address the simple reading of the Pesukim, and there's many Pesukim on this subject, and it doesn't clearly say why David is not allowed to. And we'll see in the Mefarshim how they understand these Pesukim. In Divrei HaYomim, David HaMelech is speaking to his son Shlomo, and he's telling him that Shlomo should build the Beis HaMikdash. And he says in Divrei HaYomim, Aleph Perek Chav Beis, David says to Shlomo, Bini, my son, ani hayayim levavi livnos bayis. I had with my heart, I had the desire to build a house, l'shem Hashem alakoy for Hashem. Vahi olai dvar Hashem lemor. And the word of Hashem came to me saying, Dom larov shafachta. You've spilled much blood. Umilchamos gedolos osisa. And you've waged great battles. Many wars. Lo sivne bayis lishmi. You shouldn't be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash for my name. Kidomim rabim shofachta artzalafanai. Because you spilled much blood before me. Hinevei nolad loch. This is all in Divrei HaYomim. David is told, a son is going to be born to you. Hu yia ish menucha. He'll be a man of rest. Shlomo HaMelech did not have to wage battles. V'hanichosi lo mikol oivav misoviv. And he will have rest from his enemies all around. Ki Shlomo Yeshmo, his name will be Shlomo, v'shalom v'sheket etin al Yisrael b'yomov, and there'll be peace and tranquility on the Jewish people, on Klal Yisrael in his days. And hu yivne bayis lishmi, he will build the one to build the house for my name. And then it continues discussing this in Divrei HaYomim. But this is not mentioned at all in our Pesukim here. We just know that, according to the way the Mefarshim explain it, David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. And in these psukim, we'll see why he wasn't able to. Ki lo yashavti bavayis. I haven't dwelt in a house. L'miyom ha'losias b'nei Yisrael. From the day that I brought up the Jewish people, Mitzrayim, v'ad hayom hazeh, till today. And it was over 400 years already. V'ayam yishalich, and I was traveling, ba'oel, in a tent, uva mishkan, and in a mishkan. There was a mishkan in the desert, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, in the times of Yoshua bin Nun. It was in Gilgal. Then it was transferred to Shiloh, and when the Plishtim captured the Aron, the rest of it, the Mizbeach, was moved to Nov. Then Shaul was chasing after David, and Nov gave David shelter, and Shaul ended up wiping out the city of Nov. And then the Mizbeach was transferred to Givon. But I was traveling around in all these different places. And I never asked for a Beis HaMikdash. Why all of a sudden now? That's going to be the message of these psukim. And of course it doesn't directly address the fact that there is a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. And it has to be built. And the fact that it wasn't done till now, the fact that Hashem traveled in an oel and a mishkan, but shouldn't there be a Beis HaMikdash? Why is David being refused this opportunity? The Medrash gives another reason why David was not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. When David was told he couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, so David said, I'm not fit to build it. I'm not good enough. And Hashem answered, if you build the Beis HaMikdash, it will last forever. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be an opportunity that if the Jewish people don't deserve it, the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed, and whatever punishment Klal Yisrael would chas v'sholom deserve should be put on the Beis HaMikdash, and that will be the atonement that we've lost, what was our pride and glory and our tremendous source of bracha. By losing the Beis HaMikdash, that would be a punishment that would be great enough that the Jewish people wouldn't be annihilated, chas v'sholom. Rashi brings it in Parshas Pikudei, Eile Fekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, that the Mishkan was like a mashkan, like a security given for a loan. That we have this backup that if we ever owe too much and our averus are too many, we've lost the Beis HaMikdash. The churban of the Beis HaMikdash is in place of Klal Yisrael being chas v'shalom punished. So David was told he's not fit to build the Beis HaMikdash. But Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid, the Chanukas Habayis, the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was dedicated, is attributed to David. It was David who took the impetus and he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. And in Divrei Hayomim it discusses at great length how much gold he accumulated and silver and copper and bronze. It discusses exactly, he had storehouses and then he had the blueprints exactly how the Beis HaMikdash should be built. Hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem olai hiskil. David HaMelech was told exactly how it should be done, and he taught it to Shlomo HaMelech, and he gathered together the workmen and the craftsmen. He did everything he could do except for build the Beis HaMikdash. That was the one thing he didn't do, is build it. But it's credited to the Chanukas Habayis LeDavid, even though David wasn't zeich himself to build it. And as we learned, the reason he wasn't able to build it, what it says in Divrei Hayamim, was because he fought many wars, he fought battles. And even though the battles that he fought was a mitzvah, it was destroying the enemies of Klal Yisrael, and what he did was proper and was good. But the Beis HaMikdash is a place for rachamim, for the mercy of Hashem. And since David represented din, justice, and doing what's right, and punishing those who are wrong, it wasn't fit that David should be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. Another reason given is that if there would be a churban, as there was, if David would have built the Beis HaMikdash, according to a different explanation that possibly it would have been destroyed even had David built it. But people would say because David destroyed all these idolaters and he wiped out all these Ovdei Kochavim, therefore the idols like took their revenge. So therefore it was built by somebody who had no war with any of the neighbors. Shlomo HaMelech didn't wage battle. And therefore it wouldn't be taken as Chas V'Sholom, the Avodah Zarah, taking revenge or whatever. But it should not, therefore it would not be built by David HaMelech. But David felt, Ani Omarti B'Shalvi, I said B'Shalvi, that I was tranquil, I had Shalva. Bal Emo Lo'ilam, I will never be moved, I'm secure. And if he's secure, he should be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. But Hashem Hemarata can mean to stand, to stop me where I am. As somebody who's progressing and Hemarata is to stop. Hashem Hemarata Lahararios. You stop my plans of Hararios, the mountain of strength of building the Beis HaMikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he wouldn't be able to do that. There's a Ramban that discusses, interestingly, in Parshas Korach. Over there, it seems from the Psukim, and the Mefarshim discuss it as if Chas V'Shalom, Hashem was willing to wipe out Klal Yisrael and told Moshe and Aaron to separate himself from Korach and the whole group, they'd all be wiped out. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Oish echad yechtov akol eida tiktso, if one person sins and everyone should get punished." And that Parsha in the Torah, the Ramban discusses our inyan. Because the Ramban says, "Bizu derech mevakshei rachamim." The path of those who seek to find rachamim for Klal Yisrael always try to take something where the multitude is blamed and single out the few people who are really guilty, and those who are really guilty should get their punishment, but the rest should not. So even if Klal Yisrael was listening to Korach and possibly was guilty, but Moshe Rabbeinu said Korach is the instigator. He's the main one behind it, and therefore only Korach should be punished. Now, we'll see later on. There's a pasuk, Vayosef Af Hashem Lachros B'Yisrael. And later on in Perek Chof Dalet, it says Hashem was angry with Klal Yisrael, and he convinced David to count the Jewish people. And David counted them, and then there was a plague, and there was a punishment. And Rashi over there says, Lo yadati, I don't know why Hashem was angry with the Jewish people. What did they do wrong? It says Hashem was angry, by Yosef af Hashem lachros b'Yisrael kaviyochol, Hashem was angry, and therefore David was persuaded to count the people. The Ramban says, and this is where it involves our discussion, the Ramban says, Vani Omer b'derech Savara, I would tell you, it seems to me in logic, the punishment for Klal Yisrael is that they didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. The years were going by, and even though we learned that the king should be the one to build it, but if the people would have gotten together, in other words, there's no other individual besides the king who has that authority. But if the people together would have wanted to do it, and they would have said, Nidrosh es Hashem, let's seek out Hashem, let's build the Beis HaMikdash. As the Pasuk says, L'shichno Sidrashu, you're supposed to inquire. See what's doing with the Beis HaMikdash. If they would have had that feeling, it would have been built. The Beis HaMikdash would have been built. And all the years went by, and finally David HaMelech as an individual undertakes to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Hashem says to David, you as an individual, you're a person who shed blood, you're not the right person to build the Beis HaMikdash. We'll wait for your son Shlomo HaMelech. But if the Jewish people as a whole would have gotten together, then it would have been built in the days of the Shoftim, or maybe in the days of Shaul, or maybe even David HaMelech. Because it wouldn't be David HaMelech's project, it would have been Klal Yisrael. And therefore, since Klal Yisrael pushed it off, that could be why they were given this punishment, that the people were counted, and that's why there was the plague. And Hashem said to them, because you weren't interested you didn't want to build the Beis HaMikdash on your own. B'chol asher yisalachti, where we're up to in Pasuk Zion, b'chol asher yisalachti, in all of my travels, over the many years, b'chol b'nei Yisrael, and I was amongst all of Klal Yisrael. Hadavar dibarti, did I ever say a word as achad shivta Yisrael to one of the shvatim, asher tzivisi liros es ami, that I commanded to take care of my people, as Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Lamor, did I ever give an instruction or give a question, Loma lo v'nisem li beis harozim, why didn't you build for me a beis hamikdash? It's as if Hashem is saying, you didn't think of it on your own. You weren't inspired. You knew that there was supposed to be a Beis HaMikdash. So I also didn't, showed as if I wasn't interested. And I never asked for the Beis HaMikdash. And I never asked anyone, as Achad Shivtei Yisrael. And the Mefarshim translates Shivtei, here could mean like the stick, Shevet Moshlim. Not necessarily the tribes of Israel, but it's called Shivtei Yisrael, one of the judges, one of those who carries a stick over Klal Yisrael. I never told any of the judges, and in fact in Divrei HaYomim, in this matter it uses the word Shoftei Yisrael. I never told any one of the leaders who took care of Klal Yisrael, why didn't you build for me a Beis HaMikdash? And these were shoftim, asher tzivisi, that I commanded. Again, we shouldn't have the idea that a shofate was the person who just, on his own, he got up when the times demanded it and Klal Yisrael needed a leader, there was a leader. But the destiny of Klal Yisrael is controlled. And if there's a leader over Klal Yisrael, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher tzivisi, these were messengers from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Klal Yisrael and to lead them and guide them. Liros es ami, to take care of my people. Again, it's a term of endearment. That in all these times, as close as I was with my people, as Yisrael, with Klal Yisrael, but yet they didn't ask for the Beis HaMikdash, and I didn't ask for a Beis HaMikdash. And I never said, why didn't you build for me a Beis HaMikdash? Ve'ata now, kosomer la'avdi. So you should say to my servant, again stressing that endearment, you're my servant. Le David, tell it to David. Ko Amar Hashem Tzvako, so says Hashem. Ani lekachticha min hanoveh. I took you from the noveh, the pen, the corral where you have the sheep flocks. Me'achar atzon, from going after the sheep. David HaMelech, he was around 30 years old, and he was still taking care of the sheep. His brothers didn't have a high regard for him. His family didn't think that he was even a candidate to be the king. And he was close to 30 already. And I took you from there, and of course David HaMelech accomplished great things we've discussed in the past. Taking care of the sheep is the type of occupation that if a person develops his mind the right way, and if he shows compassion to the sheep, he's fit to be the leader. But that's all good when you end up being the leader. You can look back and say, oh, he was the leader and he took care of the sheep. There's a lot of people who spent the whole life taking care of the sheep and they never progressed to being the leader. And I took David from after the sheep, Leo Snuggy, that he should be the ruler, Al Ami, on my people, Al Yisrael over Klal Yisrael. David had felt there were two reasons why now was the time to build the Beis HaMikdash. First of all, he's the king. HaKadosh Baruch was telling him, you know, there were many leaders. There were shoftim over Klal Yisrael. There were leaders that I appointed. A shofate, normally, the way it worked was, Klal Yisrael was living in Eretz Yisrael, and if they kept the mitzvos, things were fine. When they started worshipping idols, and they started doing the wrong thing, the enemies would come and attack, and Klal Yisrael would cry out to Hashem, and then he would send them a judge, a shofate, and he would help the people improve, and he would lead them to victory over the enemies, and then it was usually tranquil for a few decades or for a while, and then very often the shofet passed on, he was nifter, and then again the people did wrong, and the enemies attacked. And you should know, even though when you learn shoftim, it seems constantly that they're having problems with the enemies, it was a span of hundreds of years. Whereas most of the time, things were tranquil, but there was problems with the goyim, and the shofet would come and correct the people, and it could be quiet, and then it might be another 50, 60 years again, till the people made a mistake. And again, there was no central king to enforce it. The judge would travel around, but he was the leader of the people by their choice. He didn't have that control. It was Isha Yosher Be'en of Yaseh. So the truth is, the whole period of the Shoftim was a tremendous level for Klal Yisrael in the sense that they didn't have a forceful king, like somebody like a David or a Shaul, a powerful king that would insist on them keeping the highest standards of Avodas Hashem. But that was a shofet. A shofet comes, he leads the people, he was nifter, and then there'd be a different shofet from a different tribe, a different person. A king is anointed by the Navi to be the king, and it's passed on from generation to generation. Here what David is being told is, true, you're the king, but it's not really noticeable, except for the fact he was anointed. It's not noticeable so much that he's the king. You were taken me'achar atzon, from after the sheep. I brought you as a shepherd, and I made you the king. That's not what was intended by somebody, the king building the Beis HaMikdash. Your son Shlomo HaMelech will be born into royalty. He'll be born that way. He'll be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. And I was with you, Hashem tells David. Wherever you went, I cut off all your enemies. I wiped out your enemies. But it was miponecha, from before you. In other words, Klal Yisrael didn't have a total rest. As long as there was a leader like David, things were quiet. And we'll see, later on there were additional wars. Again, David figured a lot of the wars were wars that he began for various reasons. But it wasn't a period of total rest. It was before David, the enemies were cut off. But it wasn't a permanent rest. While in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, there will be rest. Without him waging war, things will be quiet, and that will be the opportune time. So the Mefarshim noticed, in these psukim is the answer to why the Beis HaMikdash can't be built. V'asisi lecha shem gadol, and I've made for you a great name, a name of renown, kishem hagadolim asher ba'aretz, like the name of the great ones that are in the land. The Gemara learns in Pesachim, on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, based on this pasuk, Tani Rav Yosef, Zeu Sheomri Mogen David. The bracha we say after the Haftarah Mogen David is based on this pasuk. Because Hashem told David, you won't be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. But you'll have a name like the Gedolim Asher Ba'aretz, the great ones of the land, the great ones meaning Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that even though we end off Mogen Avraham, as Rashi mentions in Chumash and Parshas Lech Lecha, the bracha really talks about all the Avos, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, but the ending of the bracha, B'chol Choismim, we only mention Avraham, we only mention one name in the Chasima, it's Mogen Avraham. But that bracha talks about Avos. David HaMelech was given a bracha for David, Mogen David, that we say after the Haftorah. In Shmona Esrei, and the Rashbam brings it down in this Gemara, in Shmona Esrei, we also have a bracha for David. That's Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. But in Shmona Esrei, the focus is on the future. We're davening, we're asking for things. Like we ask for refuah, and we ask for chokhmah, we ask for parnasa. We're asking in the future, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, we should see the greatness of David HaMelech, of Malchus Beis David being restored with the coming of Mashiach. But in the Haftorah, we're mentioning what happened. What in Mogen David, we bless that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the protection, he was the Mogen of David, and it's the same type of title that was used by the Avos. V'asisi l'cha shem gadol, and I've made for you a great name, Kishem HaGedolim Asher Ba'aretz, like the names of the Gedolim, the great ones who are in the land. The Ralbag points out that also, in other words, the kavod of the Beis HaMikdash, in other words, in terms of a king, Shlomo HaMelech, it would be the kavod for Hashem not to take somebody like David, who's being brought from the sheep, who's an unknown, and all of a sudden he makes him a king, and then David builds the Beis HaMikdash. It's somehow the kavod of Hashem would be for somebody who was born in royalty. Somebody like Shlomo HaMelech, that would be the... He's the king, and that's the greatest kavod for Hashem, that he should be the greatest person, somebody born as a king and as a successful king, he should be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. V'samti mokom, I'll make a place, la'am Yisrael, for my people, for Klal Yisrael. Unetativ, and Klal Yisrael would be like planted. They'll be successful, they'll be developing and growing and producing, they'll be like planted. V'shochan tachtov, and they'll dwell in their place. V'lo yir gazod, and they won't have anger anymore and frustration. It's like we say in Eicha, it says, Golsa Yehuda me'oni, Klal Yisrael, Yehuda went into exile from poverty. He yoshva ba'goyim lo motza manoach, and Yehuda didn't find rest. But here, Klal Yisrael won't be going into Golis. They'll be dwelling in their place without the frustration. And the wicked people will no longer continue causing Klal Yisrael suffering. Kasher Barishono, as originally they did. Ulamin Hayom Asher Tzivisi Shoftim, and from the day that I appointed Shoftim, Al Ami Yisrael, on my people Kla Yisrael. It sort of goes together, that phrase. All these years, there were always people who arose and they caused suffering for Kla Yisrael. During Shlomo HaMelech, that won't be. Kla Yisrael will be secure, they'll be planted on their land, and he'll be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in Brachas, and Av Zayin Amid Beis, Kol HaKoveya Mokom Litfiloso, whoever establishes a place for his davening, Oivov Noflim Tachtov, his enemies will fall under him. He will prevail over his enemies. Shenemar, because it says, and the Gemara brings our Pasuk, V'samti Mokom La'ami LeYisrael, I'll make a place for my people, for Klal Yisrael. Unetativ, they'll be planted. V'shochan tachtov, they'll dwell in their place. V'lo yir gazoda, they won't feel this frustration, they won't have this anger anymore. And the Gemara understands it means a person will have his place, he'll have his place in shul, his place where he davens. And if he'll feel that strong, I guess, connection, he'll be rooted to Hashem and he'll be davening in the same place. V'lo yosifu b'nei avlo le'anoso. Then the goyim will no longer be able to cause him suffering. B'nei avlo will not give him that the suffering. If he's rooted and he has the same place to serve Hashem, he's koveya makom litfiloso. So then his enemies will fall before him. And in Divrei HaYomim, it used the word livaloso, or lechaloso, to the enemies won't be able to wipe out Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara explains, bitchilo le'anoso, b'livasof lechaloso. At the beginning, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, it was built with a hope that we'd have the Beis HaMikdash and there would be no more suffering from the Goyim. That would be it. It would be serenity forever. In the end, Klal Yisrael sinned, and it was already decreed that they would suffer. But the tefillah, if somebody has a set place to daven, it helps that he's not wiped out. That Klal Yisrael exists, and they're not destroyed. Lo Yosifu b'nei Avla, Livaloso, is what it says in Divrei HaYomim, that the b'nei Avla won't be able to destroy Klal Yisrael. As previously again, our reading is la'anos, so there won't be any suffering even. Kashir b'rishona, as there was previously. Ulamin hayom asher tzivisi shoftim, and from the day that I appointed shoftim, al ami Yisrael, on klal Yisrael, v'hanichosi l'chom mikol oyvecha, and I'll give you a rest from all of your enemies, v'higi l'cha Hashem, but Hashem is now informing you. David HaMelech is giving the information, ki bayis yasa l'cha Hashem. You wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash for Hashem, and you won't be able to. But your house will be now established by Hashem. Hashem will establish the house of Malchus Beis David. Ki yimlu yomecha. Your days will be completed. They'll be full. Or it's David will live a full life to the age of 70. V'shachavta es avosecha. And he'll lie down. He'll be nifter im avosecha with his fathers. David was told with his fathers, meaning he won't be killed. He'll die a natural death. V'hakimosi azaracha acharecha. And I'll establish your children after you. Meaning David already had sons. And he had sons who rebelled against him. He had Avshalom. But he will not be the leader of the Jewish people. V'hakimosi azaracha. I'm going to establish your children acharecha after your nifter. Nobody is going to usurp the throne from David in his lifetime and become the regular king. Avshalom took the throne and he was killed. Avshalom was killed. But the throne will go to the children after David. Asher yetzim mimeyecha, and it's a child who has not yet been born. So David now is being told that he's going to be given the malchus with a child who is not yet born. And I'll establish his malchus, that he will be secure as the king. There were leitzonim who said to David, it's funny, David suffered, he suffered all those years before he became king. They had a low regard for him, and they taunted, and they caused him much misery. But even after he became king, Chazal said people would go to David HaMelech and say, when are we going to have the Beis HaMikdash? When's it going to be built? And obviously, after David had discussed it with Nasan, for all I know, maybe he did send out messages that he wanted to get people to build the Beis HaMikdash. But certainly they knew he was gathering all the gold and silver and craftsmen. They knew that David HaMelech was doing whatever he could for the Beis HaMikdash. But it was not going to be built by him. So asking, when are we going to have the Beis HaMikdash, is basically asking David, when are you going to be nifter so that we can get on with our Avodas Hashem? The next level is the Beis HaMikdash, and David is holding it up. And David's response was, as it says in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Chaf Beis, Samachti Bo'imrim Li, Beis Hashem Nelech. David HaMelech said, I had a simcha, I had a joy, when people told me, Beis Hashem Nelech, we want to go to the Beis HaMikdash. My people said to me, when is there going to be a Beis HaMikdash? We'd like to be Oyla Regal and go to the Beis HaMikdash. David said, I had a tremendous joy. Even though he knew a lot of them were the late sonim, were people who were doing it to Chepa and to cause tsar to David. But David's overriding concern was the greatness of Hashem. And David HaMelech felt, let there be a Beis HaMikdash. Even though it means that his Petira would have to come. But he said, I had a joy when they said they wanted the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, there are numerous psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, that we want the Beis HaMikdash, but the avoida of David HaMelech is tremendously precious to Hashem. Ki tov yom b'chatzeirecha me'yolef, one day that David HaMelech spends serving Hashem, Hashem says it's better than 1,000 korbanos. I was like, Hashem wants David's avoida. There's a pasuk in Mishle, also tztoku mishpat, to do what's right, nivchal Hashem izavach, is better than korbanos. Of course, we want the Beis HaMikdash, we want to bring the sacrifices, and the korbanos accomplish tremendous benefits for Klal Yisrael, for the world. But the avoda of David HaMelech without the Beis HaMikdash was tremendously meaningful to Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash will be built by the one who comes after you. Hu yivneh bayis lishmi. He will build a house for my name. And the Mefarshim point out that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash before he built his own palace. That there was, I wouldn't even say it, it wasn't a taina, but there was something that David HaMelech, there was some type of feeling that the Beis HaMikdash should have been built before David had his own palace built. Even though Hiram, the king of Tzor, sent the men to build the palace, but Shlomo HaMelech will do it the way it should be. Hu yivneh bayis lishmi, he'll build the Beis HaMikdash for my name, the Beis HaMikdash before he makes his own palace, v'chonanti es kisei mamlachto, and I'll establish the throne of his malchus ad olam forever. The malchus, sometimes a malchus continues. Somebody consolidates and he makes an empire, and then it's taken over by somebody else. Here, by David, it's going to be kisei, the throne, meaning the same person on the throne, the same family, it's going to be the same throne. Malchus based David will go son after son after son. And also, it'll be mamlachto, it'll be, the malchus will be totally his. Shlomo HaMelech will be the king over all of Klal Yisrael, and even though later on it'll be splintered, and Yirtz Hashem later on under Melech HaMashiach will all be together under Malchus Beis David again. Ani Eyalo La'ov. Hashem says, I'll be for David like a father. V'hu Yi'ali L'bein, and he'll be for me like a son. They'll have this special closeness. Again, in the Zechus, in words, David HaMelech is not able to build the Beis HaMikdash. But he should be able to. And though whatever the reasons that are not able to be fulfilled, but by his son, he'll build the Beis HaMikdash, and there'll be this special connection with Hashem. Asher b'havoso, that when he does something crooked, he does something wrong, v'hochachtiv b'shevet anoshim, I'll rebuke him with a stick. There's different ways of understanding this. B'shevet anoshim can mean a stick that's used for people. Not like a stick that's used to hit an animal. For a person, you don't use that kind of stick. It's gentler. Whatever is done to correct Shlomo HaMelech will be a shevet anoshim, a stick that's used on people. It won't be such a tremendous punishment. Uvenige b'nei Adam. And whatever afflictions of b'nei Adam, what people normally go through, he'll be given in messages that he's done things wrong. But it won't be tremendous punishments. It won't be a severe rebuke. It'll be a shevet that's used on people, nigei b'nei Adam, the normal afflictions that people go through. Another pshat is b'shevet anoshim. He'll be given the rebuke through people. People will be sent as the shevet against Shlomo HaMelech. Uvenigei b'nei Adam, and with the negoim, the leprosy, the plagues that come on people, referring to Hashem, will send whatever punishment. See, sometimes we'll be given punishments through people, sometimes through Hashem. But the basic message is that v'chasti lo yosir mimenu. I'm not going to let things slip. I'll be very close to Shlomo HaMelech, and if he does something wrong, he'll be immediately corrected. He'll get right back on the path. Because v'chasti lo yosir mimenu. My chesed will not be removed from Shlomo. Kasher asirosi meim shol, like I removed it from Shol. Shol had the kingship, and he lost it. Asher asirosi milfanecha, that I removed milfanecha from before you. We've talked about this. Whatever faults Shol had, it was asher asirosi, I removed Shol milfanecha, from before you. Hashem wanted David to be the king. L'yosu shevet mi Yehuda, but Hashem wanted David as the king. So Shol was removed to make room for David, as it was. And of course, there were whatever faults according to the Madreg of Shol. But this won't be anymore. My chesed will be with Shlomo HaMelech, and he will be the leader for Klal Yisrael. V'neman beisecha u'mamlachtecha, your house and your malchus, your rulership, will be neman, will be trustworthy, will be something you can count on, that's always there. That among when Klal Yisrael has a king, it's always going to be from Malchus Beis David. From this point on, the kings are all from Malchus Beis David. even when there were Malchei Yisrael, but there was Malchei Beis David. And that'll be trustworthy ad olam forever, lefanecha, before you. Kisacha, your throne, yenachon ad olam, will be secure forever. There's a strong connection between Malchus Beis David and the Beis HaMikdash. At the end of Perek Ayin Ches in Tehillim, the last few psukim are Vayivchar Shevet Yehuda. Hashem chose Shevet Yehuda as Har Tzion Asher Ohev, Har Tzion, which is where the Beis HaMikdash that Hashem loves. He chose Shevet Yehuda in the Beis HaMikdash. Vayoven Kmo Romi Mikdosho, and he built his Beis HaMikdash on the high places, either spiritually or that's on a mountain, but the Beis HaMikdash is built. Keretz Yisod HaLa'olam, like a land that's permanent. I guess once we have the Beis HaMikdash, that remains the Mokum Kadosh. Vayivchar B'David Avdo, and Hashem chose David his servant. Vayikacheo Mimichlos Tzon, and he took him from the pens of sheep. Miachar Olos Havio, from taking care of the sheep that are nursing. Liros B'Yakov Amo, to take care of Klal Yisrael. V'Yisrael Nachloso, and Yisrael, that is Hashem's Nachlo. Vayirem, and David took care of the Jewish people. He like raised them, Kisom Levovo, with integrity of his heart, wholeheartedly. V'Yisfunos Kapov, and with the understanding, with the skill of his hands, Yanchem, he guided Klal Yisrael. Kachol hadvarim ha'ela, and pasuk yud zayin, like all of these words, uchachol hachizoyon hazeh, and all of this vision, came diber nosan al David. So nosan said to David. This is the greatness of nosan. Nosan just told David, right before this, sure, whatever's in your heart, kol asher belvavcha, whatever you want to do, do, because Hashem is with you. And now he's being told in a nevuah that you're wrong. David can't build the Beis HaMikdash. So he comes back and he has to, of course, acknowledge his mistake. And he also has to give words of tochacha to David, to tell David that now is not the time and David will not be able to do it. But like all of these words, that David won't be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. Uchachol hachizayon hazen, this vision, the goal and the dream for the future, that even though David won't build the Beis HaMikdash, he'll have a son whose throne will be secure, and his son will be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. King Diber Nosan al David, so spoke Nosan to David.